Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
We are brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motor, cycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection in one place. It's a wonderful thing. Trust me. So bundle and save at progressive.com. It is The Odd Couple, and it is a trash talking Tuesday, which means that you will be able to call in and trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You have 30 to 40 seconds to do so in the last hour of the show, so get your takes ready. With that said, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I am fantastic. How about you?
Doing well on this trash talking Tuesday for sure. Ready to go?
Want to know who you trashing.
Jets fans.
Wow.
I have to trash Jets fans because
wow.
Chris, wow.
J-E-T-E Jets.
I mean, don't they have enough problems? My gosh.
No,
now
but
you gotta trash them, a native New Yorker?
Yes, I know everybody
to be
says
on here giving them love. Giving
no
them comfort,
love.
Giving them support.
No, no.
A and shoulder here, to cry on. My
here's
goodness.
The issue is that they've really talked themselves into thinking that they were gonna be okay without Aaron Rodgers and that Zach Wilson was improving and, you know, and they could still win and all this. Chris, they got 8 touchdowns, offensive touchdowns, and 8 games. Like were you surprised they didn't score? I think I said this yesterday to Rob G and to Alex. Watching the Monday Night Football pregame show when all 4 NFL former player analysts picked the Jets, I'm like, what team are you watching? But we'll get
well,
into
hold on.
That.
The Jets, Rob, they beat Philadelphia, the best team in the league, by record at least, and they beat Buffalo. I'm not saying the Jets
Chris,
are all
they
that.
Got
I'm just
three,
saying they got beat
three,
those teams.
They got 3 touchdowns in those games. That Giants game was god-awful. They could have easily lost that. They're not that good.
I'm not saying they're that good, but they beat those good teams.
I didn't believe they had any chance to win last night.
They beat Denver, too, which beat Kansas City. I mean, so I actually thought they were going to win yesterday. So I got to sign off on that. They're 4-4. They are very – look, do
Chris,
I think they're going to make the playoffs? No. Rob, they are very much alive for the
No, they're not. It's the same
they
team
are,
we saw
actually,
last year. No, they're not. Not if he's a quarterback, they won't be.
He was the quarterback when they beat Buffalo.
They were 7-3 last year. They had a better record last year, and they didn't make the playoffs.
I don't think they're going to make it. I'm just saying, you're talking like, I get that Zach Wilson, sad to say, is horrible, okay? But the defense is great. They should have ran the ball more. I get it. You play the Chargers, you want to throw because their defense is terrible against
and
the pass.
And they couldn't even get anything. They're the last-ranked defense, Chris, in the
air. Against
the
pass, yeah.
And they couldn't get a touch. They couldn't get a touchdown.
They should have ran the ball.
3 for 17 on third down. Are you kidding?
All right, we'll get into that. Actually, we'll get into that right away, but let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. On the ones and twos, the one, the only, DJ Alex Tyshert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. Super producer Rob G is at home producing the show. I'm not sure who's in the studio. Alex?
We got Patrice in today, Patrick.
Patrick, what up,
hey,
bro?
Hey, Patrick.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Patrick, I just got to say one thing to you.
What's that?
NBC you later.
I'll CBS you soon, Rob Parker.
There we go.
Really?
That's what we're it's doing. Bad, Chris.
It is My bad, gosh. But that's our thing, Patrick, right, Alex?
It's our thing.
Your
Come on.
Thing and be whack. All right, but anyway, on the updates, our man Isaac Lowenkron, Ilo, and on social media, Elijah Sabunya, Ephraim Salam at the bottom of the hour. All right, Rob, we're going to talk about that Jets game. They lost 27-6. Again, their defense is one of the better defensive units in the league. But, Rob, I mean, they gave up a special teams touchdown. Check this out. Over the last, I can't remember how many years, but last few years, there are 7 punt returns for a touchdown in the whole NFL. And 4 of them are against the Jets. So they have more punt returns for TDs against them than the entire league combined over the last few years. And last night you got one. Then you also had a big defensive play where I think the Chargers got the ball at the 1 after a fumble. Zach Wilson fumbled twice. So it was the defense. You can't really blame them, but the offense is horrific. And Rob, you feel like the bigger story was Aaron Rodgers throwing the football, actually doing 3-step drops and throwing the ball 55 to 60 yards into the end zone pregame. He meets up with Derwin James. You know, he's talking to the players after the game. Derwin James asks him, when are you coming back? And he says, give me a few weeks. And that became the big story. Now, he went on Pat McAfee's show today and kind of, you know, downplayed it, just said he's ahead of schedule, which is obvious, but that he's not ready to get under center. So, I still think it's a very, very, very much of a long shot, but Rodgers is certainly playing that up. But you wonder, like, why is he even toying with this idea?
I got two things. First of all, is the Jets thing that I brought up. I just have no idea. I'm dead serious. Like, people have seen this movie. You can't win when your quarterback can't get anything done. I don't care how good your defense is. You can't have 8 touchdowns in 8 games. 4 of them were one-play drives. So that means in 8 games, you've had, Chris, 4 drives. It's impossible, Chris. It's almost impossible. And then they can't convert on third down. You can't win like this, and I blame the Jets GM. I blame the Jets coach, everybody. When Aaron Rodgers goes down, Chris, 4 plays into the season, pick up the phone, call Carson Wentz.
You saw what happened.
All right, he's going to the Rams, right? Because Stafford's out.
Yep.
You got to make that move, Chris, with the defense you're talking about to give yourself a fair shot. You had a good defense last year. You stuck with Zach Wilson too long. They were 7-3 and didn't make the playoffs. Why would you do the same exact movie with the same guy who you know can't get it done? You're wasting another season. And for Aaron Rodgers, dude, you got to be crazy, Meshuggah, to want to rush back. Did he watch the offensive line last night, Chris, with the 8 sacks? Go ahead, Aaron. Go back and go play behind that, so they can break your leg in 2 and end your career. He must be crazy to think about coming back. They haven't fixed anything.
No, look, the only place you and I disagreed, you didn't even say it tonight, but you thought they shouldn't have gone into the season with Zach Wilson as the backup. I felt like, look, he's your number two pick. I understand feeling like, look, he can be a freaking backup, all right? And he can learn at the feet of Aaron Rodgers for the whole season. And maybe that'll help you. Obviously, Rodgers did take him under his wing. So I get that. But I'm with you, Rob, in that, I mean, we were saying it, both of us. Once you saw that Zach Wilson really wasn't ready, and he's not ready, and the fact that in horrible games, I shouldn't say horrible games, but when he plays poorly, but actually looks like a legitimate NFL quarterback, we give him praise. Just for looking serviceable. That's how bad he's been.
Not for Rob. Looking good, right?
Right, like, oh, he knows what he's doing. You know what I mean? Forget anything productive. Just not being a negative. And last night when he has the two fumbles, he threw for 260 some odd yards. 60 of that came on the last drive when the game was over. But Robert Saleh, Rob, and he meant well, I think. I'm pretty sure he did. But he was asked if this was, you know, about Zach's performance. He said it wasn't his best game, but he said it also wasn't his worst game by far. Like, you know, like he said it wasn't his – I think he said something, but it also wasn't close to his worst game. Like, that was a bad – we didn't mean to insult him, but it was like, dude, no touchdowns. Two fumbles, and it wasn't his worst game, you know? And it wasn't. It was actually, passer rating-wise, I think it was his third best of the season. But that's how bad he is. I'm with you in that. We said it, Kirk Cousins. Now, I know he's hurt now. Who knows if he would have got hurt, you know, playing for the Jets. You just never know. But they could have went for him. Carson Wentz, Rob. Even Rob, if they feel like we want to see what Zach can do, fine. Still, Rob, why don't you still bring in Carson Wentz to back him up? Carson would have been starting within a few weeks, obviously. But you know what I'm saying? You could just be like, we're bringing in Carson to back up Zach. We just saw Aaron get hurt. Who knows if Zach's going to not get hurt. So they just – and then, Rob, even – look, what does Minnesota do when Kirk Cousins goes down? They go out and get Joshua Dobbs. And I know Joshua Dobbs is nobody's idea of Joe Montana, but still, he obviously is a competent NFL quarterback. I mean, you saw him win with Minnesota Sunday after being there for less than a week, not even knowing the plays. You could, Jacoby Brissett, a Jameis Winston. There are a lot of serviceable backups that they could have went and gotten. And Rob, it is a shame because the defense is legit. The defense essentially gave up two touchdowns last night. It's a good defense. It's a playoff-caliber defense. And not only that, Rob, Garrett Wilson is a very good receiver. Breece Hall is a very good running back. Obviously, Dalvin Cook. Like, they've got pieces. The offensive line is bad, flat-out bad. But a good quarterback can make that offensive line look better. So I'm with you on that they should have went and got somebody. And Zach is not ready, man. I mean, this is third year. And Rob, I've said it before, a Joe Burrow, but of course, Joe Burrow's Joe Burrow. But what about a CJ Stroud? And heck, Joshua Dobbs. Guys like that remove the excuses. They remove the, oh, he's only in his third year. They remove the, oh, the offensive line is bad. They remove all of that stuff because they're getting it done. And Joe Burrow, yeah, he might be great, is great. CJ Stroud, maybe he's going to be the next great one. Certainly having a great rookie year. But Joshua Dobbs? So it's a mess with the Jets. And Rodgers, I agree. I don't know why he'd be thinking about coming back this year anyway. I think even if he's ready to play, the Jets would be wise to be like, let's just get you ready for next year. I understand, Rob, him throwing on the sideline or, you know, before the game can motivate, maybe can motivate the Jets. Maybe that's his incentive for doing this, that they see how hard he's working to try to get back. So they think, you know what, if we could just hold on and stay in the race, Rodgers is going to come back and help us. Or look how hard he's working through injury. We should be working that hard to win these games or to play better or to be the best players we can be. So maybe that's it. And I think there might be some value there. But I just, Rob, I still think it'd be incredible if he were to come back this year.
I think it would be flat out dumb. That's it. No matter how much he wants it, it would be dumb. Because if he gets hurt, Chris, then you're lost the second season and you lost his career. So I just wouldn't chance it. And here's the number that you need to know about third downs. I told you they were 3-for-17 last night on third down. Their third down success rate, Chris, this season, 22%. The lowest in the NFL over the past 45 years. No one has had a third down conversion rate that low in 45 years in the NFL. And they keep running that kid out, telling you that they're going to make the playoffs, and because their defense is good enough, you're kidding yourself.
Well, I don't know that they're telling anybody they're going to make the playoffs. It's just the fact that they're in the hunt. I'll say this. I think we're talking Eric Mangini, coach of Eric Mangini, when we were on First Things First today, he brought up a great point about how they need to be running the ball. I get you go in to play the Chargers, who have a horrible pass game defensively, and you think we can throw on them. But look, Rob, look at the Browns, another team with a fantastic defense. Deshaun Watson had been out. You think Zach Wilson's numbers are bad? You should see P.J. Walker's. All right, Zach Wilson has 5 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Not good. P.J. Walker has 1 touchdown, 5 interceptions. So Zach Wilson's throwing for more yards than P.J. P.J. looks better to me on the field, but statistically not doing well. And they were able to win games because they ran the ball. They kept pushing to run the ball. Now, they have a fantastic offensive line, but the Jets line blocks better than it pass protects. So, all right, let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. It's your turn to weigh in. Who deserves the most blame for this disappointing, that's kind, horrific, Jets offense? And should Aaron Rodgers even consider rushing himself back this season to play? We will continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right. It's the Odd Couple brought to you by TireRack.com Studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/I100 and use code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on the Jets. How bad they've botched this and who's to blame?
All right, let's kick it off, Chris, with first guy is Denver, Drew in Denver. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Drew?
What up, what up? No, Aaron Rodgers needs to stay home and just rehab. Just sit down, relax. You're not doing anything, relax. That's the first point. Second point, Zach Wilson and Nathaniel Hackett deserve the most blame because it's like I get you, the O-line is bad. Every team in the NFL has O-linemen missing. But for you to not double-team Joey Bosa or Khalil Mack any point of the game, no chip block, no running back block, they both deserve that because Zach Wilson needs to see that. He needs to audible, hey, I need a chip, but he doesn't know what he's doing. Like Chris says, he's not ready. He's not ready. He's not ready to come out the oven. He's out the oven over here trying to cook, and he don't know what he's doing. So I think Zach Wilson and Nathaniel Hackett deserve the most blame because they're the two that put the most in the game plan. And what are you doing? Like, the things they're doing is, like, it makes no sense. Like,
there's certainly a lot of blame to go around.
Right,
there's
but no I'm just saying, like, both of those you're putting that kid back out there like something changed between last year and this year, and nothing's changed.
Well, you would think. I mean, things do change from year to year.
Things didn't change, but there are guys who never get better, Chris, and never can make.
He's gotten maybe better, but he still isn't good.
Did you say four touchdowns where they drove the field in eight games? Yeah, not good. A third down, they can't convert a third down. Awful. Scott in Idaho, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Scott?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, I do agree with you that, like, they probably should have thought about having, you know, backup Aaron Rodgers instead of Zach Wilson. But after that, like, you know, the mistake was done. Like, Aaron Rodgers went down, and they just would have left with Zach Wilson. The only thing I could even think of is in the way I feel like they should be doing it, they should be sticking with Zach Wilson. I mean, I know he's not the greatest quarterback, but Aaron Rodgers is done for the year, and they're probably going to get, like, a top 15 pick at the end of the year. You could probably trade it for a couple of picks the first round and probably – because I don't think even with Carson Wentz or
Scott, they got it. Their defense is good enough. You don't have to have a Hall of Fame quarterback with a defense.
Yeah,
if you have a quarterback that doesn't make mistakes, turn the ball over, you could win a lot of games. And you never know when the Denver Broncos won the Super Bowl. Hold on, Scott. Hold on. No, I don't want a draft pick. If I could be the Denver Broncos who had a injured Peyton Manning who threw for 100 yards in the Super Bowl, and they won, Chris, because they had an unbelievable defense. All I'm saying is to throw away this season with a guy you know can't get the job done, shame on the Jets.
Would you? But the thing is, would you rather be getting the playoffs and know that you, like, you know, with that O-line?
No, I want to get in the playoffs. I don't want to draft.
Yeah, I think, look, a franchise like the Jets let's face it, has been historically bad, getting into the playoffs would have been a good year, especially without Aaron Rodgers.
It would be huge.
That would have been progress. That really would have. I agree. Like,
I'd rather take the Super Bowl.
Well, they weren't going to win the Super Bowl.
They've never been to the Super Bowl since 1969.
Right, exactly.
Come on, dude.
We get it. Of course, that's the goal. But if they had, like, let's say they had gone and get Carson Wentz and got to the playoffs and won a game and got beat, like, or even didn't win a game, that would have been viewed as a good season, and you would have been like, you know what? We made the playoffs with Carson Wentz. We got Aaron Rodgers coming in next year. We're trying to do something next year. Like, right. That's what it would have been about.
Tyler, real quick, we'll squeeze you in from Wyoming. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up?
Hey, guys. It's actually Nick from New York.
Nick.
And I always say it's not our show. It's our show. I'll make it quick. My nephew is in Wyoming, and when we get to hear each other, it's when I call into the show outside of me forgetting to call.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's awesome. But he will say that Uncle Nick, he's a Jets fan. He goes, at least we're in a better position than the Giants. And I love it.
Both teams are pretty horrible.
Well, hey, Nick, it's to waste a defense this season with a quarterback you know who can't play. You
should have brought someone in. You had to.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I get
thanks,
it.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
We got Ephraim Salam around the corner. Here's Ilo with the update.
Hey, Chris and Rob, we got the latest college football rankings. They have just been released. Ohio State is number one, followed by Georgia, Michigan, and Florida State. Washington is number five. Oregon is number six. Multiple outlets reported today that Michigan has claimed to the Big Ten that staff members at Ohio State, Rutgers, and Purdue shared information about Michigan's signals before Michigan played Purdue in the 2022 Big Ten Championship game. Of course, Michigan presently facing scrutiny and potential discipline for its own sign-stealing scandal, allegedly. In the NFL, multiple outlets report the Los Angeles Rams, not the New York Jets, signing free agent quarterback Carson Wentz to backup starter Matthew Stafford, who missed last Sunday's loss at Green Bay due to sprained right thumb. Brett Rippon, who got the start last Sunday at quarterback, was waived. Wentz last played last season for the Washington Commanders. And finally, the Arizona Cardinals officially activated quarterback Kyler Murray to their 53-man roster. Murray expected to get the start, making his 2023 debut this Sunday when the 1-8 Cardinals host the Atlanta Falcons. Chris and Rob.
All right, thank you, Ilo. It is the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills, folks, on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/I100 and use code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. Our next guest, got theme music somewhere. All right. Former NFL offensive lineman, Fox Sports Radio weekend host, superstar, our man Ephraim Salam. What up, brother?
What's happening, brothers? How y'all doing?
We are great. Let's start with the Jets. Last night, obviously, a loss. They're now 4-4, which is a minor miracle considering how bad their quarterback play is. Do you think they have blown this season by not going out either immediately after Aaron Rodgers was hurt or within the first couple of weeks when you saw that Zach Wilson wasn't ready and getting a comparable quarterback, a high-end Kirk Cousins, but heck, low-end, a Joshua Dobbs, a Jacoby Brissett, a Jameis Winston, a Carson Wentz, somebody like that?
Yeah, they dropped the ball, man. Knowing what they had in Zach Wilson – prior to Aaron Rodgers coming over, we all saw the Zach Wilson story last year. And just being okay with that, with losing Aaron Rodgers after four plays and letting this ride out, just by the grace of God, they're 4-4. But watching that game last night, which was a hard watch when they were on offense, based on how well their defense played, I mean, it's a travesty, and there's going to be a lot of emotions in that locker room, especially coming from the defensive side of the ball, because they're doing enough to win, and the offense, offensive line and quarterback play, I mean, it's just flat-out horrendous, man. Goodness gracious, hard to watch.
No doubt. But Ephraim, help me understand this. You know, we saw they were 7-3 last year, right, with no quarterback play, and they wound up not making the playoffs. They tried to convince themselves that Zach Wilson had gotten better. And Ephraim, they got eight touchdowns and eight offensive touchdowns in eight games. They have the third down conversion rate of 22%, the lowest in 45 years in the NFL. The numbers are horrific up and down, yet they don't make a move. It's the GM should be fired. The coach should be fired. Like, the idea that you would waste – defenses don't come around like this all the time.
No,
shouldn't
you're right.
You maximize them, Ephraim?
Of course you should maximize this. And the fact that they're not, that is grounds for firing. You can't – hey, look, man. any other quarterback that you would say that would have been available before the trade deadline or even as a free agent would be better than what Zach Wilson is doing? Look, man, everybody who gets drafted, especially at the quarterback position, is not an NFL quarterback.
Thank you. We've got so many busts forever. How many busts do you have to see?
It's just not the case, right? Like, so it's okay that he can't play quarterback in the NFL. You have to know this and you have to move on. Look what the 49ers did. They were like, it's not going to work.
Right.
So we're going to go ahead and step out of that and find
out. We saw it in Phoenix. We saw it in Arizona when they did, right?
That's exactly right. So you got to be able to be like, look, this is not it, and we have to address the situation. It would have made too much sense for the Jets to go out and get a Carson Wentz. That would have been too smart for them to go out there and get Carson Wentz the day after Aaron Rodgers was lost for the season. Here we are. Now they can't get him. And so where do you go, right?
Ephraim, I've told Chris this before 1,000 times. When Joe Dumars was running the Pistons and he traded guys he drafted, he said to me, it's not about being right. It's about getting it right. You can't just hold on to people because you drafted them or because, what are people going to say if we unload these guys? Once you realize they can't play, you got to move on.
You got to move on. And it's not – look, Zach Wilson was not ready for the expectations of this team this year. That's what's making it 100 times worse. The expectations of the Jets, people were saying Super Bowl. When you look at the favorites – they were coming out before the season, before the injury to Aaron Rodgers. They were talking about them representing the AFC in the Super Bowl. So Zach Wilson wasn't ready for that level of competition and scrutiny.
I think he may be hoping more than anybody that Aaron Rodgers comes back this season.
with that offensive line, what are your thoughts on this, Ephraim,
like on Rodgers? I mean, is this just a joke? And he's just trolling everybody, or you think there's actually a possibility?
He blew his Achilles, man. It's 40-something years old. Look, the one thing we know about the human body is the human body is the human body, okay? And when you have certain injuries, right, yes, timelines are shortened, but certain injuries, like if you blew your ACL out in training camp, do you think you could come back in the same year?
No.
Exactly. So why an Achilles injury is just as severe as that? So why would we even float the idea that maybe he can come back and we get to the play? It's not happening.
Let me ask you, the sideline is
one thing, but he's not about to suit up.
Let's move on to the Chiefs, and they obviously have a great quarterback, the best quarterback in the league, but I just feel like they've done him a disservice this year with these receivers, the wide receivers. Obviously, the tight end is good. Do you think that their defense has improved and some of that was trading Tyreek Hill? They were able to get Trent McDuffie with, some trades and draft and all that stuff. What do you think their defense is good enough where they'll be able to win the Super Bowl? Because that's all it's about for them, even if their offense isn't scoring points like it used to.
Well, yeah, because it's always been really based on their offense. And as long as you have Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and a defense, you got a shot. Flat out, you got a shot.
Definitely got a shot.
It may not be as easy as it was when you had Tariq Hill and the other pieces that you had. But if you have if their defense continues to play like they've been playing and get better, and you have Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes, you 100% have a shot to win the Super Bowl.
Should they be the favorites? If he had a receiver, they probably the favorites.
They're going to be the favorites no matter. It's Patrick Mahomes, man. That's just what it's going to be. Tell me another team that they would face from the NFC that would be favored over them in the Super Bowl.
I think Cincinnati, Baltimore might give them some trouble. Cincinnati definitely gives them trouble already.
And let me ask you this, Ephraim. You're acting like everything is – they got no points in the second half in that game on Sunday. No points. Mahomes, what was the other? Mahomes, they only scored a total of 14 offensive points in that game as well. And the week before, they only scored 9 points against Denver, a team that gave up 70. So there are some bumps and bruises there on the offense and Mahomes. Can we not at least acknowledge that?
We are definitely going to acknowledge that. The fact that the way they're handling the receiving core is a travesty. But we've seen this happen to an elite quarterback before. We've seen this happen to the face of the league before, and that didn't stop them from winning gobs of championships and Super Bowls. We saw this in New England every year. It seemed like, you know, Tom Brady was complaining about not having receivers, but somehow they managed to find themselves.
Yeah, they had a top five defense, and he had the other team's offensive signals too.
Well, that's true. I mean,
That will
definitely help. But all I'm saying is, look, as long as you have Patrick Mahomes and your defense is playing like one of the top five defenses in the league, which they are right now, then you definitely have a shot to defend the Super Bowl champs.
Before you go for about a minute, the Michigan thing, since we brought up signs, we've heard people say that most teams do this, it's commonplace. But the way the Big Ten teams and some other coaches, Lane Kiffin came out publicly, they don't seem to think this is commonplace.
This is right.
So
this is above and beyond.
I don't know if you even know, but is this something that most of the top teams do, or is this something that Michigan just went way beyond what, you know, is typically done?
Well, I've been playing sports my whole life. From high school on, and I've never encountered a situation where you would gain an advantage by means that weren't deemed, you know, proper. Now, they could be way above my head, but I don't want I respect sport and competition too much to say something like that. That level of cheating and that level of dishonesty is commonplace. Like, I respect the game too much. And maybe that's just me. Maybe that's me being naive. But I respect the game, the time, the energy, and effort the players and coaches put in to just label it, oh, everybody does this. No. Right. Everybody didn't do Spygate with New England. So
thank you.
You know, so, no, I'm not going to sign off on that at all.
All right. That's our man, E from Salam. Great stuff, brother. We appreciate you.
Appreciate y'all. All right, y'all stay safe now.
Yep, keep it locked. We're going to talk about this Michigan fiasco in a moment. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
He's Mike Carmen. I'm Dan Beyer, and we have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. All right, Rob, let's wrap up this hour talking about the University of Michigan football scandal.
And let's say this too, no Shekel City. There are no games tonight, Chris.
Right.
Because the NBA takes the night off for voting. The election. Yep.
So Michigan, Rob, we know that they've been sent a letter from the NCAA. Seemingly a precursor to discipline is on the way, right? And now the latest development beyond that is that Michigan itself sent documents to the Big Ten showing what they think is evidence that Rutgers, Ohio State, and Purdue shared their signs. So, like, Rutgers, I'm just throwing out the example. Rutgers, you know, gave Michigan signs to Ohio State before Ohio State was going to play against Michigan and that thing. Now, number one, Rob, that does not mean – that shouldn't really have any bearing on what Michigan
Chris, that's
did.
Not cheating. That sharing notes?
Right.
That happens all the time.
When I was in playing high school football almost 40 years ago, opposing teams shared film.
It happened
back then.
Chris,
they're sharing tapes, and if you can steal a team's signs at the game. And so if Rutgers stole Michigan signs when they were playing them and figuring them out, they can share that with somebody else.
You're supposed to change them anyway, but the whole point of, Chris, is that they have rules set up to not do what Michigan is doing by going
right.
to a game and the other team doesn't know you're there and you're you know looking at signs and signals. That's why there's that kind of a rule in place. And here's the other thing. If I'm the president of Michigan or I'm the athletic director, that's our defense. Not that we didn't do anything, Chris,
right.
but
Everybody
they do it too. That
right.
ain't no
and
defense.
Again, it's not even to the level because it's very, Rob, this is very similar. It's almost exactly the same thing as what the Astros and was it the Yankees too, when they were using technology.
They overstepped
right?
the what is normal. You said it before.
You can steal signs during a game.
If I figure out your
calls, that's on you.
Right. If a pitcher tips off that he's throwing breaking pitches, Chris, by doing something, and you figure it out, or the catcher
right.
doesn't cover his signals with his glove, that's on him.
Yep.
We could see it.
Yep. Let me explain to people, Rob, because some people might say, well, hold on, why is it okay to steal the signs at the game but not away from the game or not by using technology, the iPhone or whatever? Here's why I think there's a major difference. If we're all at the game and I'm just seeing, we looking across your field, you got your signals and we figure them out, then we don't have any advantage over you. You still can figure ours out too.
Right.
We just were smarter, but we didn't have any advantage. If I use technology, I've got cameras when you don't. I've got iPhones when you don't. or I went to your game last week when you played someone else and you didn't go to mine because that was against the rules, then now I have an unfair advantage. And to me, Rob, that's the difference.
100%. 100%. Like, they're barking up the wrong tree by saying that people share our signals and all that. Chris, if you remember when Colorado, remember that? When they played, I can't remember the first school, that the big school that they played, they got
with
whacked.
Deion?
Yeah, and Deion said.
TCU.
Yeah, like when they find, when they lost. They won their first three, then they played somebody, and somebody was saying that the big, I can't remember, it was a good school. But anyway, my point is, they
Oregon,
asked Deion,
yeah.
they asked Deion about it, and he said, that's common, that you share game notes after you play somebody. That's not cheating.
Right. Absolutely. So, yeah, look, Rob, again, the evidence, and we've heard, you know, we talked about Brady Quinn saying everybody's doing this, but
right.
He didn't put any names on it or anything. Didn't even say, you know, I mean, he just said it was basically scuttlebutt. But, Rob, it seems like the evidence, at least from what we see people saying, is that this is not commonplace. And if that's the case, then they need to come down hard on Harbaugh.
Yeah. You get the sense that something's coming, Chris, that this is not going to be just brushed under the rug. And you said it. People are starting to talk about it because this is not in the spirit of college football. It just isn't.
Right. All right. We got 2 hours left. It's the Odd Couple on this Trash Talking Tuesday. Your turn to weigh in next. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.